Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
To the Talking Yanks pregame show. It's game two, American League Divisional Series, Yankees versus Rays. Yanks took game one. They put up a nine spot today. Glasnow goes for the Rays. He's tall. Davey Garcia goes for the Yankees. He's small. Coming to you live from the Roosevelt Studios in the Bronx. RSVLTS.com. My name's Jimmy. That's Jake. Producer Zach behind the dish. Chris, tradition. Jake, need your thoughts. Need all your thoughts.
Good afternoon, Yankee fans, and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. James, Zach, people of the chat, people of the chat, big game, game two of the American League Division Series, Yankees and the Rays. You mentioned the pitchers, tall versus small. I'm sure we'll talk about that a little more. Yankees took game one, 9-3, after Giancarlo Stanton grand slam in the night, really stretched out the lead. And I'm doing okay. The Yankees, I wouldn't say they're doing funny business, but they are playing chess with the Rays. Normally it feels like the Rays are playing chess, the Yanks are playing checkers. But, like, all their pieces are king pieces. Mm. So they're like, we don't give a shit what you do. Like, have fun. The Yanks are playing a little chess, and they throw out Davey Garcia, my guy,
short king. Do you feel bad for all the short Tampa Bay Rays fans? Because, like, you know, until the cheating scandal, I loved Altuve.
Right.
I mean, even though I hate the Red Sox, I had a soft spot for Pedroia. Sure, yeah. Because short guys got to stay with short guys. You know, one of us gets to MLB. So I'm just a little nervous. I feel a little bad for all the really short Tampa Bay Rays fans that deep down in their heart of hearts are rooting for Davey tonight. A little something.
No, and not worried about that at all. Okay. Excited. Davey Garcia, the youngest Yankee to make a playoff start ever.
Nice. Nice.
You know, it's going to be an emotional day. The question is, are the Yankees up to more funny business? Would that potentially include Monty? Would that potentially include Happer?
PPV, we'll get there.
And we will talk about that in the pitching path to victory.
The lineup today. DJ LeMahieu, Aaron Judge, Hicks. The first seven are the same. DJ, Judge, Hicks, Voit, Stanton, Gio, Glaber. And I like that.
Yeah.
All regular season, we couldn't get any consistency with our lineup. They tried to tell us we don't care. I just didn't believe them or something. I don't know. But, yeah, consistency's nice. Clint, he gets the start again. This was a toss-up for us. It could have happened. It couldn't have happened. And I don't know. I'll just let them do the Clinton Guardy dance however they're going to do it. Because right now, they've hit every time. They've been fine. So go get him, Clint. And then Gary gets the start behind the dish. He caught the last four Davey starts. He's caught Davey, you know, because I saw some people thinking Kratz was like his personal catcher. He only caught the first two. So Gary's back. Higgy gets the night off. You have Higgy for a defensive replacement late if you want him. You have Gardner for a defensive replacement late if you want him. Lineup's great. No qualms.
Yeah, I think catching-wise, and kind of the way you said it yesterday, I think it's Gary's game. I think the only way he would get tapped out would be a very late-inning pinch-run situation. You're running Wade or Tauchman for him, and you have Higgy. Otherwise, I think Gary is in there. He's in there to hit along with catching. Clint, yeah, flip a coin again. He homers yesterday. Might as well keep that good energy going. The team won. Clint got pulled at a good time. That sidewinding righty was in for the Rays. So, yeah, let him run out there. Feel like he's getting the start. Feel like he earned the start because he has.
Mm-hmm.
And you can bring Guardian for defense like you mentioned. Or if there is potentially a tough righty matchup later in the game again, and that's kind of going to be this Yankees formula. You know, Wade in as a defensive replacement. Guardian is a defensive replacement. So hopefully that formula works. And, you know, not to get too far ahead of ourselves, but Glasnow, these Yankees have seen him a lot. And everyone in the lineup does have a hit against Tyler Glasnow.
Oh, that's cool.
Not all of the numbers are necessarily pretty. I mean, Clint 1-for-8, Gio 1-for-7, Voit 1-for-6. But everyone has had a hit off of him. Voit and Stanton with homers. So, you know, when Tyler Glasnow gets rolling, he a short, ugly man with an opinion over here. I think his stuff is the nastiest in baseball. He shows inconsistency. We'll see what it looks like. And, you know, I wonder if this Yankees locked-in approach can look a little different. Because Glasnow really is a two-pitch pitcher, and I think that does speak to how good his stuff is, because you don't see starting pitchers that are able to do that. But when you can throw 99 with, one of the most voracious wipeout curveballs in the game.
Yeah.
So you should feel good about the lineup. They've been averaging 10.33 runs per game this playoffs.
Yeah, against Glasnow, we talked about this a lot in Talking Baseball pregame show, but it's my what to watch for. It's how the Yankees react to his curveball the first time through. I don't need them to hammer it. You just don't want them to be fooled of your time. If DJ and Judge get a couple, they have a couple takes on that curveball, and you get it into Glasnow's head that, oh shit, am I tipped? Like, because he's tipped before.
Right.
Do they know something? Oh, my God, they're spitting on my curveball. I'm not getting the chases that I usually get, because he will get chases if his curveball's on. So, I mean, every time he throws a curve in the first inning, I think that's a big what to watch for, and because it really changes the way he might pitch them the second time through and all that. He's really good. He's really good. And it's his game, and that's a little bit different between him and Davey, is they have their best good bullpen weapons available, the Rays. They have Diego Castillo, they have Fairbanks, and they have Anderson. But if they can ride him, it's a 5-game set. They still got to win 3 games.
But they need to win 1 game before they can win 3 games. So I am interested to see if Glasnow doesn't have his best stuff. If he does have his best stuff, he's top tier in Major League Baseball. And they'll ride him out 5, 6, 7, 8 innings, depending how that pitch count looks like. I am interested to see if he does not have that. Because that's, you know, if this was talking Rays, the critique from yesterday is that you didn't go to the bullpen. You had a 3-2 lead. Diego Castillo was up, and you let Snell pitch through it, and your lead went to down 1 run.
Holy smokes.
And that was kind of the game.
I got something for you.
Sure.
He's never allowed a run in the 5th inning.
Look at that.
Wow. He also is worse first time through the order than second. So if he doesn't have his stuff, jump him. If you let him get settled, if like Glasnow gets settled, just take a lot. Change the whole approach would be just make this dude throw a lot of pitches. Get him out of here.
And that's I guess that's kind of the what to watch for. And this, I feel like we used to do this a lot in the Verlander games back in the day. And Glasnow doesn't deserve that comparison yet. But I'm interested to see, I mean, what Tyler Glasnow are you getting? And does it become, is it just hunt for a fastball and pray for a fastball and go attack it? Are the Yankees not going to be worried about pitch count today? Just saying like, hey, we're not going to hit that curveball. Let's hunt some fastballs. Or, you know, if he's struggling, is it every at bat, you know, 3-1, 3-2, work the count? You know, you lean the ladder from what we've seen from this Yankees lineup, winning the pitch, winning the at bat. They look so good, man. I mean,
yeah,
averaging double digits in the three playoff games.
Let's talk about Davey.
Yes.
Davey gets significantly worse his second time through the lineup. His first time through is better. His numbers drop off. I think it's like a 300 batting average his second time through. The Yankees have to have a plan here that we don't know about if Davey doesn't look sharp right away. They have to have a bulk guy, a long man, someone that can get the third, fourth, and fifth, or the fourth, fifth, and sixth inning. I don't think they want to piecemeal five innings. I don't think they want to go, you know, Holder to Otto to Chad to Britton to Chapman in game two. I don't think they want to do that with, again, another game tomorrow. There has to be something that we don't know. If they think they're going to get multiple innings out of Johnny Lasagna today, if they think they're going to get multiple innings out of, or like an inning out of Mike King today, is Montgomery going to come out? Because you're starting righty Davey. And if he is only going one time through the order, is Monty coming out to flip all their batters again? Is Hap coming out to flip all their batters again? Then you're losing a game four starter if you need him. Obviously, it depends on the score and how Davey looks, because I can see Davey looking sharp and then them going kind of batter by batter, situation by situation with him his second time through. But I don't know what their plan is. I mean, Hap seems a little crazy. Monty, I don't like Monty coming out of the pen really at all. I think it might be Johnny Lasagna, but that's kind of two similar looks for to go back-to-back. Davey to Johnny Lasagna. So I'm very confused. I don't know the pitching path to victory today.
I have been thinking about this a lot.
Okay.
Because I love young Davey. Mm-hmm. Again, youngest Yankee ever to get a start. I think what Davey Garcia knows is he's getting the start for the Yankees, and they're expecting him to go six innings, get the job done today. I do think they are in Monty's ear and saying, hey, if Davey's having a time out there, really having to work, be ready.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, you know, Monty, you can't treat it like a start, but you get it as close to you can with Monty, because the Rays did change up their lineup. They're starting Meadows, Lau, Arozarena, and Choi. So three out of the first four are lefties. Wendell's in there every other after net. So I could see them trying to muddy it up. I don't think they would jump to Lasagna or something like that. I do think they are, and this is part of the reason the Rays didn't go to Diego Castillo. I do think these teams are living in fear of a five-game set and burning out their bullpens. So if Davey looks solid, if he makes it the first time through the rotation and gives up one run, I mean, I think he's almost got a normal leash going the second time through. You know, there's been a lot of speculation. I think that might be a chess game. So for me, it's either Davey is getting like full go. Let's see it, kid. Have a day. Be special. And I very much think he can. I also very much know he is a rookie in the playoffs. And this Rays team is going to want to bounce back. This game was a really close game yesterday until the ninth inning. That I could see the Yankees go Davey, Monty. And if the Rays decide to get tricky and switchy, that could set you up for Ottavino later, which we've talked about trying to find a right lane for him. And then that would set up your normal bullpen guy. So I could see that. I think J-Hap is completely out of the equation. I don't think we can be sitting here at a potential game four in a couple of days and say, you know, we burnt J-Hap for 3.1 innings after the Davey start, and you're sitting there with Monty, who you know, was just a little too inconsistent this year. J-Hap was really good this year. So I have Hap mentally out. I'm believing in a full Davey start. I do believe that Monty would be ready to go.
That scares me.
I don't like Monty out of the pen. He's like not like a come strike him out guy. He has once this season, but he's not that guy. But we'll see.
And you never know. I mean, when Monty's curveball works, he is a strikeout guy. And, you know, you could tell Monty, hey, you don't have to think like a starting pitcher. Like fastball, curveball, if you got to mix in a change, you can. But
I think it's very much the Yanks beat Bieber. The Yanks beat Carrasco. The Yanks beat Snell.
Yep.
I think Glasnow knows this. He's been doing, watching the film and all that. I think first time through the order, first inning, like we've been saying, if you just make him, make his brain go like, oh, no, they're not going to beat me too, are they? I just need that thought process to just trickle into his brain early.
Yeah.
Because he's so fucking good.
And it's kind of what Voit referenced from that disaster Blue Jay series. Like, teams aren't looking at them and seeing the Yankees. Like, there is an effect to that. And it's not Yankees necessarily. It's not actually seeing the pinstripes. It's the points that I've been trying to drive home to you. Clint Frazier was one of statistically the best outfielders in baseball this year on both sides of the ball, mostly offense. He's hitting eighth.
Yeah.
You know, there's an argument on a given day he could be one of the best hitters in the Rays lineup, if not the best. Gleyber Torres is before him. Stanton is five. He's homered in every playoff game so far this year. It's three, but still good. So you're right. You want to see that fear factor kick in. And, you know, as Yankee fans get more excited, and it's something we reference when, you know, we do our voicemail apps and people are like, oh, well, do you guys, you want to play the Rays or what? Are you guys trying to dodge this team? And it's like, you know what? Pretty much any playoff series, you're going to have to play a lot of the best teams. You can dodge something here or there if a playoff series happens. You know, Dodgers lost last year. But, you know, if you start adding up the dirty laundry, and you mentioned Bieber, Carrasco, Snell, Glasnow. Yeah, he doesn't want to be on that list. And, hey, at the same time, us as Yankee fans, we're feeling pretty good right now. Buckle up. Because guess what? On paper, we were supposed to win yesterday. It's Gerrit Cole in our lineup.
They were the favorite yesterday.
Today, it's a rookie. The youngest rookie in Yankees history against Tyler Glasnow.
This game checks off all of my... If I was a neutral fan,
sure.
The way I look at all these postseason games, every check lands for the Rays.
Yeah. I mean, it should be the bounce back game. They lost yesterday. Glasnow, he got off to a slow start. He's been disgusting for the latter part of the season, and the stuff is there to go with it. So it's going to be a battle. Again, but if the Yankees hitters, you know, it's two pitches. They're two of the best pitches is what they do. If the Yankees can lock in, or, oh, my God, if they could find a tell of some sort, I mean, get excited. This.
What do you got on the Rays lineup? Is Choi scary, or is he only scary against Cole?
For me, it's just Cole poison at this point.
Okay.
If he gets Davey, then he's obviously fully involved in this series.
Okay.
Right now, it's just straight Cole poison, because I've never seen a G-Man Choi do what he does to Gerrit Cole.
Arozarena, then, is your scared guy.
Arozarena, I think he's a star. Much better numbers versus lefties, but, you know, we saw what he did yesterday. I think he's going to be a really good player for a really long time. I think what you're circling is Lau, he had two strikeouts yesterday, and then he had two walks. They weren't necessarily earned walks. Pitchers kind of let it get away. Austin Meadows gets his first start of this playoff series. He's been out for them. He's been hurt. He got a pinch hit yesterday. So they open Meadows and Lowe. And Austin Meadows, coming into this year, we said he's their best player. So if Austin Meadows can do something his first at bat, like, that's one of those elevates the whole team thing. Like, okay, we've got that dude back. And vice versa, if Davey could go get him. So interested to see that. And, again, that's where the Rays change things. They open up Meadows, Lowe, Arozarena. That's a little bit changed from yesterday.
Someone in the Patreon, someone in the Periscope chat just said something good, like, Monty, if he is bolt guy or he is behind Davey, he's getting a clean inning. which then means Holder's probably scrapping up an inning in between the two.
And you would see that, yeah. I mean, if Davey doesn't have it, or if they are just going full short lease on Davey, yeah, I mean, you're looking at 2.2 or 3.2 and Holder gets you out of the inning, or someone else, if there's a better matchup, Otto, you can kind of burn that egg early because you're not saving them for later, you know? Yeah. And, yeah, you give Monty the clean inning. So we'll see. I do think there's a large percentage of the Yankees that don't want to do funny business. Like, I think the Yankees kind of wanted to make this funny business narrative. You know, when I think it was Hoke who asked Boone the other day, and they were like, you know, is it just Davey, or they have someone follow him? And Boone gave kind of a cheeky answer that I think normally they wouldn't. So I don't know. I think we've got head games in play. I think there's a lot going on here.
Yeah. I mean, yes. I don't know what their plan is. Ride Davey as long as they can. Yeah, I think that is the plan. Anything else? Watch this home run Chad Pinder just hit.
Sure.
Because it, like, bounces out of Dodger Stadium. It's very odd. Just kept going.
Chad Pinder.
We will be live on YouTube if you want to watch with us. We had a bunch of people watching with us yesterday, and it was a lot of fun. Hopefully today's a lot of fun. A little more at ease because we do have the one-game cushion, but the difference between 2-0 and 1-1 is astronomic.
Yeah.
Is that the correct usage of that word?
Sure.
Okay. Sure.
I mean, it's got to be close to that if it's not used right. I don't know, but yeah.
Astronomic.
And at the same time, like, even if that were to happen, which would be delightful, like, hey, this Yankees team came back against a good Cleveland team a couple years ago when they were up 2-0.
Yeah.
You Google astronomic?
Yeah. First definition is of or relating to astronomy. So I was like, oh, no.
No, not good.
Second definition, of enormous magnitude.
Right.
So nailed it.
Yeah.
Second definition guy.
And, yeah, especially when you factor in Game 3 Tanaka. I don't know. I just think, you know, Yankee fans, we definitely have the feathers out right now. We took care of Cleveland kind of handily.
I'm down.
We ended up dominating game one. You know, this lines up well for the Rays. Be special, Davey. I've said that a few times, and I'd say, like, 3 out of 4 times you have been this year. So, have a day, kid. And, I mean, the lineup.
If the Rays lose today to rookie Davey Garcia when they have Glasnow on the bump, That's like a look in the mirror loss. And it's not a look in the mirror loss for the Yankees if they lose to Glasnow with Davey on the bump. So pressure's on the Rays, motherfuckers.
And I think, thank you, Robert. You're not welcome in our office in the nicest way. We're hitting that point of the playoff time of, like, what's happening? And, you know, the Braves just put up another 9 spot, and it's like, oh, maybe we shouldn't care so much about their starting pitching because they have a great bullpen and they have an amazing lineup. Like, that's a pretty good formula, too, sometimes. If this Yankees lineup goes off again for 7-plus runs, it's officially like, oh, fuck, they're the AL favorites. Easy.
Yes, because I said this to you and BBD. Where we are right now is we winning game one versus the Twins last year. It's so early.
Right.
It's so early. So just because the offense looks amazing and the flip was switched, I think a lot of Yankee fans, and, you know, we'll do that. I'll go there and then I'll bring myself back down. I'm super, super excited about what we're seeing.
Yeah.
Which is fair. It's so early into the postseason.
Yeah.
Game one versus the Twins is where we're at last year. So,
yeah. And again, I mean, final things that you can kind of go back and forth on. You know, these Rays haven't seen Davey at all. That generally works in a pitcher's advantage. We'll see what that looks like. And, yeah, man, I don't know. I mean, this Rays team, we might see the intensity pick up. We saw the up and in fastballs at the end of last game. Glaber steals the base.
Leave all that in the dust.
This should be pretty. I don't think so.
No one cares about the Rays. They're just a roadblock. Ask Luke Voit.
Oof.
All right, let's move on. We go to Homer draft. It's the Homer draft. Postseason, Jake is a Homer draft king.
The Homer's in the back.
Just a Homer draft killer.
Dream.
You got Judge. Oh, I got Stanton.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, we're doing it, baby.
But you have four and I only have one.
Getting warm. Getting loose.
I loosened up.
Getting loose.
Who has first pick? Jake, you have first pick.
Confirmed?
Yeah, I'm on the sheet.
Right, I want to hear Zach say words.
It's confirmed.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Zach.
When I wake up in
the morning, here's the deal. I think you want Gary a lot because you believe in the catcher tic-tac back and forth game. I do too, partially.
I hadn't even thought about that.
I'm also, you mentioned it earlier today on Talking Baseball. I'm going to leave it for you. Glasnow's curve and Gary can be scary. Who I am going to take. Giancarlo Stanton.
Cool. Good stuff.
He hits a home run in every game.
Great pick.
So you're taking Voit and Gary. Is it back to me?
I'm not taking Gary. I don't know. You caught me by surprise there with the Gary stuff because I'm not taking him.
Okay.
I'm taking Voit, yes, because I took him on Talking Baseball.
Yeah.
And Gio the God Urshela.
Ah, Gio the God.
Glasnow, he's still not prepping for Gio.
Yeah.
They're still not prepping for him. Got two hits yesterday. Grand slam.
Yeah.
What's Gio's stats in the postseason so far?
Oh, he good.
Who are you taking?
Gary Sanchez.
Nice.
Yeah, that's as obvious. I tried to help you out. You know, you're trying to get more involved in the Homer draft.
No, I need Gary. No. Gary's going to have like a 2-for-4 day with a big RBI.
Try to give you a little booster.
We need that. We need that. That,
that's fine.
That cannon shot to right center from Gary.
Sure.
Not a home run, but off the wall and a fly.
Ah, no home run, but the off the wall.
But like you never had a chance of being a home run.
Yeah.
It hit the wall and a fly.
Gary home run.
Laser. I'm trying to find Gio's full stats in the three games. 357 batting average.
Sure.
5 hits, 3 games.
Big time.
All right. That's the Homer draft. Whose picks do you like the most, Zach?
I kind of want to go.
Whoa. Almost spilled the empty cup. I want to go
Jake because he has a Stanton pick today. Yeah. And I think in a row. Mm-hmm. Could he go for 4 games in a row? Would be pretty interesting.
Now, I want to Judge, but I'm saving him. Jake can't take Judge again, and I like Judge game 3 a lot.
Right.
Okay.
Jake's looking into my soul right now.
Yeah. It hurts when he does that.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on.
It was your soul.
It's the over-under. The over-under is set at 8.5. Is this the highest we've had a Yankees over-under set? I'm going to check that. Now we...
Just for the playoffs?
Yeah, for the playoffs. We
think so. The other option would have been Tanaka Carrasco.
Yeah. I don't know what that one was. Jake, we differed on the Talking Baseball pregame show. Are you sticking with that pick? Are you going to play both sides here?
No. I mean, the over-unders in the playoffs have not been my jazz, but I can pick up a rhythm, baby. And the Yankees have outscored the over-under in every game. I believe in the offense. Two-pitch Glasnow today. I think, you know, enough Yankees are locked in to make that problematic. Find the heater. Spit on the curve. So, yeah, I'm taking the over.
All right. Taking the under. The only thing that scares me is my belief in Davey helping out the under. But they might be, see, I don't know if they'll be quick enough with Davey. I think he's going to have a little leash, though. I'm not positive on this one. It's a wavering, but, you know, if they get two runs off glass now and knock him out before the sixth ends, that's like a huge win. And that's on the way to the under. So I'm taking the under.
Okay.
That's that. That's that.
I have one thing before we go.
Oh, Zach's one thing.
Yeah. Zach?
Hold on. Hold on. We're playing the over-under music.
Okay.
Now we have to play the Zach's one thing music.
Yeah, of course. Ooh.
Zach's one thing?
So, I went to the door to pick up our food, and the gentleman saw that we have, like, Yankees stuff in the office, and he was saying, are you Yankees? And I thought he meant, are we Yankees fans? And I said, yeah, we're Yankees fans. And he was like, no, do you have players here? And I politely said, no.
Just because we have Yankees hats?
But, yeah, and then I in my head I was thinking, I mean, look at me. Do I look like a Yankees player?
You are Yankees.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyone that watches the live stream knows we affect the outcome a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. But also, they're not here. They're, none of them are here.
Are you Yankees? Is a great question.
Yeah.
That is a good question.
I believe that.
Are you Yankees?
I believe in that statement.
Zach's one thing segment.
Great stuff.
Comes
Zach.
To a close.
Very good.
Little Kid Rock to walk us out of the pregame show and in to game two.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.